from Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Welcome to the English service of Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republik Indonesia. This is Rahma on the mic, who will be presenting you various updates, information, programs, music, everything's taking you closer to Indonesia. From the news, we'll be continuing with quotes of the day. And also we have interesting programs such as Indonesian Wonder, Let's Speak Indonesian, and Music Corner. So stay tuned on voanews.id, RRI Digital Mobile App, and also shortwave frequency 3325 and 4755 kHz. But first, as always, let's begin with the news. This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headline. Entering the golden age of diplomacy, Indonesia and United Arab Emirates strengthen strategic partnership in Abu Dhabi. Indonesia launches 2025-2045 Digital Government Master Plan. I'm Rahmawati. Here is the news in detail. Entering half a century of diplomatic relations, Indonesia and the United Arab Emirates have agreed to reinforce the strategic partnership that has been established over the past 50 years. This agreement was reached during a bilateral meeting between Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto and United Arab Emirates President Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, which took place at the Qasr Al Bahr Palace in Abu Dhabi on Thursday. During the meeting, both leaders discussed concrete steps to deepen cooperation in various priority sectors, especially in the economy, energy, and infrastructure. The Indonesian government has launched the 2025-2045 Digital Government Master Plan as a roadmap for transformation towards data-based governance and public services. This document also emphasizes the importance of public participation as overseers to ensure digital governance operates transparently. Rizka Fadila has the detail.
The Indonesian government launched the 2025-2045 Digital Government Master Plan in Jakarta on Thursday, February 26th. The Minister of State Apparatus Empowerment and Bureaucratic Reform, Tini Widiantini, explained that this document serves as a national roadmap for realizing directed, integrated, and sustainable data-based governance and public services that have a tangible impact on the community.
We want to steer the transformation towards a more integrated government, more data-driven policies, and more inclusive public services, making them community-oriented.
Furthermore, Rini also revealed that this document can encourage the community participation as supervisors to ensure that digital governance operates more transparently and accountably.
Not only to be recipients of services, but we also want to invite the public to act as supervisors in the implementation of this digital government.
The 2025-2045 Digital Government Master Plan was developed as a common reference for ministries, institutions, and regional governments in planning, budgeting, implementing, and evaluating digital government programs. The UNI stated that this document ensures all digital transformation initiatives are aligned with the direction of national development toward Golden Indonesia 2045 as mandated in the 2025 to 2045 National Long-Term Development Plan. Rizka Fadila reporting from Voice of Indonesia.
To commemorate the 70th anniversary of diplomatic relations between Indonesia and Mongolia, the Deputy Minister of Foreign Affairs of the Republic of Indonesia, Armana Tanasir, held a political consultation meeting with the Deputy Minister of Foreign Affairs of Mongolia, Amartuf Sin Gombosuran, in Jakarta on Thursday. During the meeting, the two deputy foreign ministers exchanged views on the development of bilateral relations, which show positive trends, as well as the potential for expanding cooperation in various fields, such as strategic economics, defense, agriculture, education, health, people-to-people relations, tourism, science, and technology. Armanata stated the potential for cooperation between Indonesia and Mongolia remains vast. He emphasized that increasing business involvement is key, including through the signing of a memorandum of understanding between chambers of commerce as a bridge to expand trade, investment, and business partnership. The Indonesian government officially launches the National Digital Government Master Plan 2025-2045. This major agenda aims to boost Indonesia's long-term economic growth through AI-based digital transformation. Putri Cahaya Purnama has the detail.
Chairman of the government's Digital Transformation Acceleration Committee, Luhut Binsar Panjaitan, on Thursday stated that artificial intelligence or AI-based digitization will be an extraordinary engine of Indonesia's economic growth. Luhut emphasized that Indonesia needs to make a technological leap beyond ordinary digital transformation. According to him, AI adoption must be the main key to boosting the national economy.
Jadi kita jangan berbicara hanya digitalisasi, tapi berbasis AI.
So, let's not just talk about digitization, but AI-based, because AI is truly exponential. Earlier, my team and I also discussed that if we do this correctly, we can achieve 8-9% growth by 2029 to 2030.
Ini 8-9% growth harus kita capai pada 2029-2030.
In line with this vision, the Minister of Communication and Digital Mutia Hafid explained that the government is now focused on strengthening national data sovereignty. This step is being taken by continuing to build an independent and collaborative data infrastructure.
Dalam kerangka itu, Kementerian Komunikasi dan Digital menjalankan mandatnya untuk
Within this framework, the Ministry of Communication and Digital is carrying out its mandate to build a foundation for digital government technology that is interoperable, sovereign, and open to ecosystem collaboration.
The Indonesian government has just launched the National Digital Government Master Plan 2025 to 2045. The launch also discussed the need for strict regulations for AI to protect privacy and national security and highlighted that an integrated digital system can automatically prevent corruption and increase state tax revenue. Putri Cahaya Purnama, Voice of Indonesia.
Moving on to Indonesian Minister of Culture Fadlizon, who emphasized the government's commitment to encouraging the national film industry to penetrate the international market. He made this statement while attending a gala premiere of works by young filmmakers in Jakarta on Thursday. He assessed that the development of Indonesian films is showing a positive trend, with increasingly strong production quality and the courage to showcase local stories. According to Minister Fadli, the richness of Indonesian culture is a significant asset for competing globally, especially through strengthening intellectual property based on folklore and local values. The government, he said, continues to encourage cross-sector collaboration to make Indonesian film, music, and performing arts more competitive in the global market. An Indonesian migrant worker in Singapore has been nominated the Best Domestic Worker of 2026. This award is given for 23 years of dedicated service in Singapore. Rama Shidki Pratama has the detail.
An Indonesian migrant worker in Singapore, Lasmitri, was awarded the Best Migrant Domestic Worker of 2026 by the Association of Employer Agencies of Singapore, AEAS. Lasmitri was recognized for her 23 years of dedication, caring for her employer, Low Yip Chu, and her husband, who suffered a stroke. At the awarding ceremony on Wednesday, February 25th, Senior Parliamentary Secretary for Manpower of Singapore, Sean Huang, highlighted Lasmitri's participation in caregiving skills training, which enabled her to take on complex medical responsibilities. According to Huang, Lasmitri's story demonstrates that investing in continuous professional development and mutual respect can elevate the traditional role of domestic workers into valuable and skilled healthcare partners at home. As quoted from the association's video release on Thursday, February 26, Low Yip Hu said he was cared for by Lasmitri at a very old age.
I was 84 years old, now I am about 98 years old. I kept Lasmitri beside me to take care of me.
For 23 years, Lasmitri has cared for Low and previously also cared for Low's husband until his death in 2010. According to the Singaporean newspapers, The Straits Times, Lasmitri learned how to care for Low from the work of nurses, including inserting catheters and feeding tubes. She began a two-year course during her holidays in 2024 to learn elderly care skills. In the release, Low's son admitted that Lasmitri's work has lightened the burden of the family.
Lasmi has been with us for 23 years. When my dad passed away, she looked after my mom. Mm. My mom also suffered from depression. So during that difficult period, Mitri is able to handle by herself. I'm quite grateful because with her initiative and all the work she's done, it lightened our load.
Ramasitki Pratama, Voice of Indonesia.
We end the news with an Indonesian student, Aisyah Arumi, who has reached the top 3 in the female category at the 28th Dubai International Holy Quran Award. As reported on Dubai Quran Award social media on Wednesday, the 4th grade student from Darul Ukhuwah Elementary School in Malang, East Java, will compete in the final on March 2, 2026, against participants from Egypt in Syria. The competition attracted more than 5,600 participants from 105 countries with a total prize of over 12 million United Arab Emirates dirhams. The winner also determined by public support via the vote quran.gov.ae website. Well, listener, it concludes today's news bulletin from Voice of Indonesia, bringing you the latest updates from Indonesia to the world. keyword of the day. No ref is more influential than a good role model. A quote by Cut Nyadin. Cut Nyadin is an Indonesian national hero. Her spirit for independence never flickered in front of the enemy, even when she was sick. Cut Nyadin always upheld her principles and belief in Islam. That's keyword of the day from Voice of Indonesia.
Is a bamboo musical instrument typical of West Java. The musical instrument is originated from Indonesia's cultural wisdoms, which has been declared by UNESCO as World Cultural Heritage.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Perasaannya sama.
Still joining us, the English program from Voice of Indonesia. Coming up next, a program that will take you closer to Indonesian art, culture, custom, food, tourist destinations, all on Indonesian Wonder.
RRI Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRI Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
Listener, the island of Kalimantan, also known as Borneo, is a place rich with nature, endemic species, culture, and rivers. In South Kalimantan, rivers are the foundation of both life and economy. People of South Kalimantan use the abundant number of rivers for economy and tourism, one of which is the Martapura River Floating Market, also known as Lok Baintan Floating Market. Lok Baintan Floating Market lies above the body of Martapura River, Sungai Pinang Village, Sungai Tabuk Sub-District, Banjar, where traders would sell their goods on boats along the river. It is a bustling and crowded place. The market opens every day from 5 a.m. to 12 p.m. Central Indonesian time, and is usually the busiest around 6 to 7 a.m. Some traders are open for barter, but for tourists, you still need to pay with money. To travel across Lok Baintan Floating Market, you can rent a klotok or motorized boat. The traders of Lok Baintan Floating Market are mostly female farmers wearing tanggui, a traditional South Kalimantan hat made of rumbia or sago palm leaves. They sell handicrafts, vegetables, fruits, fish, and traditional foods such as soto banjar and ketupat kandangan. You can eat these foods and other traditional snacks right on the boat. The uniqueness of the market and enthusiasm from tourists keeps the market alive every year. If you want to try having a meal or buying handicrafts on a boat, you should go to Lok Baintan Floating Market in Banjarmasin, South Kalimantan. Listener, that is Indonesian wonder of Lok Baintan Floating Market, South Kalimantan.
Aku ingin jadi teman nyamanmu. Tempat kau hilangkan keluh kesahmu. Kita berbincang tak karuan tanpa beban. Dan juga hayalan tentang masa depan. Ku tak ingin cepat berlalu. Denganmu kita berdansa dan tertawa gandeng tangan, semoga bergema sampai selamanya. Dunia pasti ada akhirnya, bintang-bintang pun ada umurnya. Maka tenang saja kita di sini berdua. Nikmati sementara yang ada. Bersandar padaku, taruh di bahu. Semaumu, percayalah ini sayang terlewatkan. Ku sampaikan dalam nyanyian bergema sampai selamanya. Yeah.
for still joining us, the English service of Voice of Indonesia that you can enjoy on voinews.id, RRI Digital Mobile App Channel VOI, and shortwave frequency 3325 and 4755 kHz. Listener, next we present a program that allows you to learn Indonesian language. It's only on Let's Speak Indonesian.
Let's Speak Indonesian.
Magic words. Hi VOI listener, today's Let's Speak Indonesian talks about magic words. The term magic words often refers to polite phrases like please, thank you, and so on. These words are considered magic because they are relatively easy to say and can have a big impact on social interactions. So here we go, Indonesian magic words. Tolong, please. Terima kasih. Thank you. Sama-sama. You're welcome. Permisi. Excuse me. Maaf. Sorry. Bolehkah saya? May I? For example, tolong tutup pintunya. Close the door, please. Permisi. Boleh saya duduk di sini? Excuse me, may I sit here? Magic words are necessary to be taught to children from an early age so they are able to communicate effectively and understand how to respect others. So, have you practiced these magic words every day? Let's start small to achieve big. Well, listener, that's Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Stay tuned for learning more Indonesian words for daily use only on Let's Speak Indonesian. Sampai jumpa!
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, welcome back to Music Corner. Now, today I will present to you a song called Sari Nandi. It's a regional top pop song from Maluku. The song Sari Nandi was composed by Nick Mamahit. Sari Nandi refers to a girl who is crying. Sari Nandi's parents ask why she is crying until her eyes are swollen. Sari Nandi replies that smoke gets into her eyes. Those they break into tears. However, Sari Nandi also asks how to heal a troubled heart. Well, listener, here is the song called Sari Nandi by Andy Tellman.
Sari Nandi Sari Nandi, mengapa nangis matamu bengkak? Aduh mama, asap api masuk di mata. Aduh mama, adulah papa, lah asap api masuk di thank you. asap api masuk di mata, aduh mama.
Voice of Indonesia.
Mungkinkah kau mampir hari ini? Bila tidak mirip kau, jadilah bunga matahari yang tiba-tiba mekar di taman. Meski bicara dengan bahasa tumbuhan, ceritakan padaku bagaimana tempat tinggalmu yang baru. Adakah sungai-sungai itu benar-benar dilintasi dengan air susu? Juga badanmu tak sakit-sakit lagi. Kau dan orang-orang di sana muda lagi. Semua pertanyaan temukan jawaban. Hati yang gembira sering kau tertawa. Benarkah orang bilang ia memang suka bercanda? Mungkinkah kau mampir hari ini? Bila tidak mirip kau, jadilah bunga matahari yang tiba-tiba mekar di taman. Meski bicara dengan bahasa tumbuhan, kan ku ceritakan padamu bagaimana hidupku tanpamu. Kangennya masih ada di setiap waktu. Kadang aku menangis bila aku perlu. Tapi aku sekarang sudah lebih lucu. Jadilah menyenangkan seperti katamu. Jalani hidup dengan penuh sukacita. Dan percaya kau ada di hatiku selamanya.
Mungkinkah
Voice of Indonesia.
You will see messy for me, can't see from me, two C's, but I'm watching it to the right. right now. Apabila semua tinggal cerita dan kisah kenangan alam indah, like this song rekaman ekspresi gelisah, tapi cobalah cek realita. We're a part of this problem, we need each and everyone. Tapi kepemimpinan di atas yang bisa mewujudkan. We're a part of this problem, we need each and everyone. Tapi kepemimpinan di atas yang bisa mewujudkan.
Protect our children, children. Let us pray.
Of Indonesia.
Sini ku sendiri, ku merasa.
Voice of Indonesia.
Sore tadi ku bilang, kau pun bilang perasaannya sama.
To wrap today's program of English service from Voice of Indonesia. If you have any feedback to send, you can send it to our email, voilisteners@gmail.com, or send a direct message, mention us on social media, Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, or Instagram at @voi_official. Follow us as well on TikTok at @voi_official and subscribe to our YouTube channel, VOI Official. And you can also reach us on WhatsApp, +62 821 2381 2130, +62 821 2381 2130. So I'm Rahma signing out. Bye for now.